A long time ago, my wife and I were vacationing in a mid-south state, and she convinced me to explore this back road. It was just marked Irby. It's a town. We never did get to see it, though. For the first time all day, I looked at my gas gauge. Duh. And the needle was on the big red E, and that's for empty. Yeah, and this sudden realization changed everything. The scenery didn't matter anymore. The conversation didn't matter anymore. I was desperately looking for someone who could answer one question: where can I get some gas? I'll tell you, when you're running on empty, filling up is suddenly the only thing that really matters. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when you're running on empty. So, our word for today from the Word of God comes from John chapter 4. It's a story of a woman from a place called Samaria. She's been married 5 times. She's living with a man now, and you really can't tell that there's a search going on inside of her just from her daily routine. But she has, as you find out about her life, gone from relationship to relationship in this lifetime search for something to fill the emptiness in her heart. She needed to fill up. She was running on empty. And Jesus met her at this well. And in John 4:13, he says, pointing to the well, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. The water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." Well, basically, he's looking at the fuel gauge on her heart that reads empty. He refers to it as being emotionally thirsty again. And then he says, "I want to give you eternal life, not just heaven, but an inner life that will never leave you unsatisfied, that will finally quench that spiritual and emotional thirst." In other words, Jesus says, "I want to fill the tank in your heart for the very first time." Now, I'll tell you this. This lady decided she wanted the relationship with Christ that would do that. And in verse 28, it says she left her water jug, which, remember, was the very reason she'd come to the well, and went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did." And that was the day that Jesus forced this woman to face her emptiness and to show her that only he could fill it. This might be that day for you. Jesus wants to show you what you've been trying to avoid, maybe. He wants you to look at the fuel gauge in your soul. And maybe it's very close to empty. Oh, sometimes you get something that will move the needle of off empty a little bit, a good time, a vacation, some victory, some relationship, and then it's back down to empty again, isn't it? See, often we're cruising along on empty and we don't even realize it. Then suddenly, we lose our job or our income or someone we're really depending on, and we're looking at empty. Sometimes it takes bad news from the doctor or a close call. Do you know why that might be happening in your life? To get you to admit that there's a hole in your heart that you can't go it alone. Your religion isn't enough. You need a Savior, a personal Savior. We're hollow inside because the God we're made by and for isn't there. We've hijacked our lives from His control. We've created this fatal sin gap between God and us. And when you feel that unpeace, that dissatisfaction, that emptiness, that's the warning light running on empty. It's Jesus saying, "You were made for me." He died for you to bridge that gap between you and the God you were made to belong to. And He's ready to forgive you today, fill the hole in your heart as only He can, if you'll reach out to Him. And I'd love to help you do that. Go there, will you, to our website. We'll show you how to begin that relationship today. anewstory.com is the website, anewstory.com. He could do for you what He did for that woman at the well. Meet you right where you are and show you where your answer is. Maybe God's been drawing your attention to that empty in your heart, and only one thing really matters: getting to the only place where you can find the peace that has eluded you your whole lifetime. In other words, it's time for you to meet Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.